Westlock. The Westlock and District Chamber of Commerce marked another successful year for local business and elected three new directors and two executive officers at its annual general meeting May 23. It's been a good year for the Chamber and it's been an interesting year generally for businesses coming back from the pandemic, said Chamber President Graham Harrington. Last year's gala was one of the first big events publicly around here that people could take part in. There's a lot of things going on in the market, like interest rates have climbed and there's been corrections in the market that reflect those circumstances, so it's just been a very interesting time. He noted several opportunities for businesses amidst all the challenges in the past couple of years and said it was nice to see community events and volunteers return post-pandemic. We've had a great uptick in the help that we've had here at the Chamber, said Harrington. Several vacant spots on the board and the executive became available after some changes this spring. Harrington noted the executive board members from April 2022 to March 2023, in addition to himself, included Kirby Colesmith, Paul Olson, Brandy Wolf, Lisa Boulris, Michelle Rigney and Philip Petkow. Officer positions, two which became available at the meeting, included the president, vice president, treasurer and secretary. I do want to take a moment and express particular sadness and thanks for a few folks that are going to be stepping aside, he said, noting Colesmith, Burleris and Wolf were moving on from their chamber roles. Our membership is as strong as it's ever been, as we have 75 active members right now, which is great. We're thrilled with that number and it's continuing to climb. Good strides were also made administratively this past year with the Chamber website, the smooth management of memberships with help from new Chamber staff member, Administrative Assistant Angela Hanna. She manages the membership, invoicing and collecting fees, managing emails, social media management and website management as well, said Harrington. She does a lot for us and we're grateful to have her. Harrington noted regular monthly meetings were held at the Westlock Legion, with one at the Canadian Tractor Museum, and highlighted several guest presenters this year, saying the Chamber had some really great speakers, including those from the Westlock Regional Waste Management Commission, the Westlock Community Foundation, the Westlock Seed Cleaning Plant and others. Olson, who remains as vice president, provided some details on events this past year, and Harrington also noted the year-end financials for the Chamber. New executive officers and directors elected to the board include Benita Peterson, director, Shatke Allen, director and secretary, and Bonnie Provençal, director and treasurer. We're sad to see the folks go that are leaving, but totally understand the decision and so appreciate everything they've done for us, and we're thrilled to welcome those new directors. It's exciting to have some interest and input, said Harrington. We really appreciate another good year at the Chamber and we look forward to another great one going forward. Christine Jean, TownandCountryToday.com.